Ach, ha'inyin hu. What we ended with last time is a question. There are sources that seem to say that a person should not abstain from things in this world, separate himself from things in this world, and just the opposite, he's going to be taken to judgment for anything that he could have enjoyed and didn't. And there are sources that say that Adarava, that Precious is a very positive thing, right? Nazir is holy, and he only is and he only separated from the yayin. Surely somebody separates from other things that are more serious or whatever. So the question is Precious positive or negative? And we said that it's not that there's an argument. It's that under certain circumstances it's a positive thing, under certain circumstances it's a negative thing. And you have to know how to qualify in order to know when these opinions apply, when it's a positive, when it's negative. Okay, Acha Inyanu, now he's going to explain what the qualifications are. Kivadei chilukim ravin v'ikarim yesh b'dover. There are many differences and many foundations that, based on those foundations, you'll know when it's positive, when it's negative. Yesh precious it's navinu ba. There is precious that we're commanded to be polish from. Yesh precious shizarnu olav the guilty hachshibo. Right? And there is precious that you're not allowed to separate yourself from. So it goes from one extreme to the other, where it's a mitzvah and where it could be an aveira. And everything in the middle, where it's neither a mitzvah or an aveira, and could be a rishus, where you're allowed to do it. V'hu ma shekosef Shlomo HaMelech olav ha-shalom al tihi tzadik harbe. Person shouldn't be too much of a tzadik. In other words, there's a time and a way to be a tzadik, and too much of a tzadik is just like it's usher to do things that are prohibited. It's also usher to do things that are permitted. Right, that the Torah didn't prohibit to you. That's what it says. Not enough what the Torah asked. The Nevoyer after Precious Atov. First, we'll explain where Precious is good. Could be even a mitzvah, or definitely not prohibited, and where it's wrong. First, it's a good side. The Nomar Kini Acher Shis Boyer Lanu Hayes Kol Inyone Haolam Misyonos Lada. The Mesillas Yesharim started, if you remember way back, that this whole world is a place of tests. That's the purpose in this world. He's in this world to face challenges and to pass them. And that's what he's put here for, so he can earn his chelik in Olam Haba. He can get a closeness to the Rabbanu Shel Olam by what he does in this world, in the physical world. And he's constantly beset with challenges that he has to face and overcome. And that's what this world is all about. It's a constant war, right, that a person has to be victorious in. Ukemoshe kasavnu kvar lamala, v'hochachnu berayos. We not only said it, we proved it also, that is the purpose of this world. V'hisameis lanu gam kein rov chul shasodam. At the same time, people are very weak, right? We have a yetzer hara, and we are prone to fail those challenges. The kirvas daitu el haros, and a person has a certain affinity towards evil, towards negative things in this world, and your body pulls you towards physical things and material things. Right? The kirvas daitu el haros is bar behechrich. That's something that's obvious. Therefore, since we're put in this world to overcome challenges, and we are weak and prone to follow our yetzer hara and get involved in material and physical things in a way that's negative. So therefore, a person should try as much as he can to avoid those pitfalls. That's pretty obvious. Kidei sheyeh nishmer yosef min harah sheberagleihem. In order that he shouldn't come to do something that's wrong. So it's a positive thing to protect yourself from ending up doing something that is going to destroy the whole purpose of this world for you. There is no physical pleasure in this world that if you don't control it, it's going to lead you to something bad. There's nothing eating all different kinds of pleasures in this world, if you don't control them and use them at the proper time, in the proper place, in the proper amount, that they're going to be something wrong. That's what the world was made for. It's made to be a test, to be something that you have to control and measure and use properly in the proper time, proper place, proper way. That's what the whole world was made for, to be able to enable us to do that. So memela, if you get indulged in these things and you don't use them properly, you're going to use them improperly. Derech mashal, hamachal v'hamishta. Okay, so about eating. Okay, as a for example, kishenikum mikol isuri ha'achila, hinei mutarim hei. If there's no prohibition, it's not something that's usher, right? It's not treifas, it's not basar b'cholav, it's not eating at a time when you're not allowed to eat, like on Yom Kippur or whatever. So then it's mutar. However, if a person indulges in eating, even mutter dika eating, too much, it's inevitably going to lead him to totally be involved in physical material things and take away his omachushumai. Same thing goes drinking wine. There's nothing wrong with drinking wine. If it's kosher wine, it's fine. You're drinking at the right time. Right, but inevitably, wine—if you drink too much of it—takes out of your guard, gets you drunk, and will lead you to things that are also lead you to znus, right? Lead you to be lewd. Vishar minim roim, and other things that you do if you're drunk and not in control. Koshkein shbiyos ha'adam bargel atzmo lizboa me'achilu shtia. Surely it's not a one-time thing, but you constantly are looking to fill your stomach. That's your like goal in this world. Then for sure it's going to lead you to not be involved in the positive things you should be involved in. Right? So why? Because if you get used to eating and drinking, and you have to have that, you can't depend on it. If one time you won't have what to keep your habit up, right? You can't feed your habit, literally. You'll be very sensitive to that. It'll be put you into a depression, right? You'll be upset, disappointed, and then you what's it called? Said nimtzahu machnesatzim b'tokef amal haschora. Oh no! So what's it called? Make you not be able to serve the Rebbeinu Shalom the proper way, because you're going to be too concerned about what you're missing in these, because you're too dependent on it. Okay, so here's the idea that he's hinted to, that we mentioned in the Hakdama that we gave to this, of being dependent on physical things is in itself a problem. Right? You can utilize them, use them, but not be dependent on them. Because if you're dependent on them, when you don't have them, then it puts you into a very bad matzav. In order not to curtail your habit, in other words, of having all the good luxuries that you're used to, you're going to end up working very hard, because you can't have those luxuries if you don't have money. And if you don't work very hard, you're not going to have money, right? Unless you're independently rich, right? The Agiyas HaKinyan, and then you're going to have to go and buy more and more things, right? In order that you should be able to literally feed your habit of being satiated with all these luxurious foods. Then you'll be able to set your table the way you like it. In other words, you'll be able to have all the pleasures that you're used to. And then, if you don't can't earn the kind of money you need to keep up this high lifestyle, then you're going to have an nisayon of stealing and doing things that are wrong, because I need the money. And it's not something that could be, and it's only in the safer. It's a fact. Look around the world, even from people. But when they get used to a high lifestyle, and then something happens. The nisayon of doing things that are illegal or at best false lies, having to lie to get, you know, government aids or get whatever, or steal part of customers from other people or whatever, becomes very, very, I have to have, if you don't have a big lifestyle, so, you know, you're a free person. That's why poverty and freedom sometimes go together, even though being poor is also many times being dependent. But sometimes poor people are freer than richer people. Rich people are tied to their wealth, to their kinyonim, and have to keep them up. They get into the habit. And I remember when I was in Miami, every winter, as soon as it got cold in the north, right, two guys, we used to call them Ernie and Bert, but that wasn't their names. They, these two beggars used to show up. They begged money in New York to get a bus ticket to come on Greyhound bus to Miami. And they showed up the whole winter they spent in Miami. And so they went and snored by this one, snored by that one. You tell me some rich man that could spend his whole winter in Miami. But they had no, they're not tying down. They had no job. They had no, nothing, right? No property, no nothing that they had to worry about. So they could just pick up, raise money to go on a Greyhound bus, go around from house to house, you know, and get a meal here and a meal there or whatever. And then when it got warm again in New York, they got back on the Greyhound bus and went back. So that's why lechem oni, matzah, on Pesach is a symbol of freedom sometimes. Because the Maral says you're not dependent on anything. You have no strings holding you back. Mar ben nechosim, mar ben daiga. The more you have, the more you have to worry, and the more you have to keep up that lifestyle, and it's more difficult. So Mishom El HaShvuos, and then if you're going to cheat and lie and steal, you're going to have to swear falsely to keep up the facade. The Chol Sharach HaTroim HaBoy Macherzeh, and a host of other Averas that come along in the train of this keeping up, you know, your high lifestyle. So the more a person becomes, if you're not dependent on it, so you won't have it, you won't have it. But once you become dependent on it, it becomes like a habit. And it becomes like mamash, like an addiction, and you have to feed that habit constantly. Otherwise, you're miserable, right? And you can be addicted to material things just as much as you can be addicted to drugs, or to whatever else. Umeisur atzmo min avoda, min haTorah, min haTefila. And if you're addicted to these things and you have to have them, then you're going to work yourself to the bone, where you're not going to daven, you're not going to learn. You're not going to be able to do mitzvahs. And if the mitzvahs come in conflict with earning more money, getting more money so you'll have to be able to feed your habit of luxury, of a high lifestyle, then you're not going to end up doing mitzvahs either. And that's the rut that people get into, right? So therefore, indulging in such a way that it's going to cause you to have to keep up that kind of lifestyle because you become addicted to it, is definitely a negative thing. That kind of indulgence, that's what he's talking about, and the background of all of this is being dependent on these things, where you can't free yourself of them. You're a slave to them. Okay, and that's really a slave. Mashahoya nifter mikolze imitchilosol moshech atzmo b'hanol selu. And you would have freed yourself from all of this negative things had you in the beginning not become dependent on these things. So how do you become not dependent? By being able to separate yourself from them and not indulge in them in a way where you become dependent. You need them. That's the key over here. Be'inyan zeh, omru be'inyan ben soru more. Right? This is exactly what the Torah sees, the psychology of a ben soru more. Om the Torah al sof daito. A kid who's just 13 years old, who just bar mitzvah, first 6 months, he's starting off his life. Right, as a mature person, and he's indulging in what's it called, in eating and drinking wine, eating meat and drinking wine, and he can't control himself. What's it called? He goes and steals from people to indulge in these things. Okay, and so what's going to happen? He's already at the inception. His foundation is one where he's totally dependent on living a high lifestyle, right, of meat and wine, and what's going to end up? That it's just going to go a slippery slope. And he's going to end up doing anything that he can to maintain that lifestyle, even being mechal of Shabbos and killing people, because if he needs money, he's not going to be able to free himself from the desire to eat and drink meat and wine. He's going to need that. So what do drug addicts do? When a person's addicted to something, they'll do anything. They'll murder, they'll steal, that's what they do. And a person who's addicted to a high lifestyle is going to do the same thing. It's no different. Except one is more physical and one's more emotional. But it's an emotional addiction. Person knows that if he becomes dependent on wine, he's not going to be able to separate himself from it. He's going to get totally dependent on it and do anything for it. So he sees what happens to a woman who gets drunk or whatever and can leave her to znus too. And he knows that if he becomes dependent on wine, it's going to be the same thing that happened to him. Nothing, there's nothing to stop him, right, from indulging in his habit. Okay. The tira kizos hi hatachbula gedola la'adam bani nosa miyitzra. So therefore, one of the strategies of being able to save yourself from getting into this kind of rut is to separate yourself from these things to begin with in a way that you will not become dependent on them. So therefore, in that light, precious is a positive thing. Okay, we'll continue with this, Yitz Hashem, next week. But we already on the path of one thing that we said in the Hakdama, that precious, if the purpose is not to become dependent on things, right? That it's fine to enjoy the things of this world, but where you should be in control, not them. That's the first aspect that he doesn't say it openly, but he's pretty much clear that's what he's talking about. That the positive precious is to ensure that you're not going to become dependent on these things. There's nothing wrong with using them, but being dependent on them, that's what's no good. And if, in order not to become dependent, you have to separate yourself, that's one of the positive ways of precious. I think that's the bottom line of what that paragraph was. Okay.